University life can be a bit of a maze, right? Don't worry. Campus Chronicles is here to be your guide. It's your go-to spot for tackling the big questions, sharing a laugh, and everything else that comes with navigating campus life. Think of it as the resource and the sounding board that I wish I had back in my uni days. And I am so excited to share it with you. My goal is to leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to chase after your boldest dreams. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to this beautiful, wonderful guest we have today. Her name is Lisa Roche, and she is from the Find Your Flow podcast, which, by the way, everyone, is the most exceptional, bingeable content. Lisa, thank you for being here.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. And thank you for having time and space for me. I'm honored to be here.
I'm just so excited to have you, Lisa, because one of the things that I love about you and the work that you do is how much you speak about flow and intentionality. But before we dive into all of that beautiful stuff, give us a little insight into who you are, your origin story. What's your background?
Oh, dear God. An origin story that would, we would run out of time in a blink. So the quick and dirty is I am the host of Find Your Flow. It's more than just the show title. It's my motto in life. It's really how I've raised my kids with my husband. So I'm married. I have kids. And it's how I've run my business in the past, and now it's reincarnated into, I call it Nagare Life. It used to be called Nagare when it was a standalone studio, but now it's Nagare Life. It's this dream that's been in my heart that allows people to take the concept of living in flow with them wherever they go, in their homes, as they travel, and as they find themselves throughout their entire lives.
I love that. I want to dive in with a hard question. What do you think people misunderstand when you say living in flow? Some of those misconceptions, because I know that's a huge, huge issue.
Yeah. So I think number one is people think that someone else defines their flow. I think that's number one. Number two, I think it's the complete opposite, the 180 from someone defines your flow to there are no boundaries. There is no rule whatsoever. I can be high as a kite, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that too is not it. Find your flow is deciphering and feeling your way through what is right for you. And that's not to say what's right for me, if it hurts you, it's perfectly fine. It's if my intention is to live as my highest expression is the equivalent of love. And if I live in the constant vibration of and inspired by love, then what works for me can't hurt you. Because, right, my highest expression, I did not think that I would be near tears so soon into this episode, but here I am. My highest expression is in agreement with yours. And if there's no congruency there, one of us is in fear. So if I rage against your fear, how does that help? If I criticize your fear, how does that help? It doesn't. It just simply doesn't. So my highest expression is in respect to wherever it is that you are. And in so doing, respects wherever I am. And if that means we align, then that's beautiful and perfect and we flow together. And if it's not, that's okay too. You're on your journey, I'm on mine. And I'm just really grateful that you gave me a little glimpse into how I can grow into a better version of myself.
Lisa, I'm in love with what you said for so many reasons, and you're making me emotional. But one thing I want to point out is, and you and I have discussed this off a podcast recording, is the sort of media that we consume makes a tremendous impact on who we are. And sometimes there are accounts on Instagram or TikTok that speak about this concept of flow, but they don't necessarily speak about it in the way that you did. And sometimes I think it's easy to assume that living in flow or choosing to do what's right for you, that we don't have to think about other people. And sometimes we inflict pain or we inflict harm, you know, both intentional and unintentional. And that's certainly not in my life or in my experience what flow is about. For me, it's very intentional. It's very loving to myself, to others, and to the world. When did you get into the concept of flow? Where did that come from for you?
So probably about 15 years ago, I was introduced to the gyrotonic method. And it's a movement modality for anybody who hasn't heard of it. It's in the same realm, the same family as like yoga and Pilates, Tai Chi. It was very much in the dance community, and I'm not a dancer. But I discovered it. And through that modality, I learned what flow felt like through my body. And when I recognized, well, shit, like I could feel really good and I can feel how one muscle flows into the next muscle. What does that mean? What exactly does that mean in the human body? Well, that means that your nerve endings are open and they are flowing information smoothly. And when you have a nervous system that can function, and nervous system is your emotional intelligence, right? When you have a nervous system that flows so smoothly that your emotions are soft enough for you to interpret and don't cause complete chaos within your body and your mind, then you're able to really go, oh, well, fuck a duck. Like, that's kind of awesome. This flows into that and back and forth. So it really started with that physical experience of helping someone get out of pain and then witnessing, as I started to work with clients, witnessing the change in their emotional state, their neurological state. And I'm talking about not just depression and anxiety and PTSD. I'm talking about cancer patients, stroke patients, who all of a sudden would have movement in a limb that they were told would never function again. That is, yes, miraculous, absolutely. And it's a function of flow. You've removed the obstacle. The human body wants to heal all the time. It will find ways to heal as long as you get out of your own fucking way, like step aside and let your body do what it naturally does, or enhance it. And I'm about enhancing the and. So when I found that you started adding all of these different layers to all of our senses and addressing the body as one unit, body, mind, soul, then I started to recognize, well, geez, Louise, like that brings peace. And I would watch client after client leave without pain. I would watch them walk to their car. I would watch them smile and wave to complete strangers as they walked by. And I went, that's impact.
Yes, because who they were being was changing.
Exactly. So their bodies were taken out of this fear state, introduced to a flow state, and look at the difference that that made. And I thought, well, how can we replicate that? How can we make that bigger, better, stronger? Because that's the kind of, I don't know, interaction, inspiration that I want to put out into the world. So that concept of what's your nutrition? What are you taking in through all of your senses? It's not just food. That's one component. But what do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear? What are you encountering? That's all of that, right? The TV, the social media. Does it make you feel better? Like, it's a real simple question. And it's a great one for this, for your audience. Does it make you feel better? And I'm not talking, is it like a dopamine hit? There's a big difference. That dopamine hit makes you feel like, ooh, she's awesome. I wish I could look just like her. It's the follow-up thought. I could look just like her if I did X, Y, and Z, if I lost this weight, if I got this plastic surgery, if I changed my hair, if I spoke like this, it's all of the follow-ups. If you have a shit ton of follow-ups, that's a dopamine hit. If something makes you feel good and the follow-up is, oh, I feel even better about who I am. I can show up in a room 100% in my pajamas and know that I'm awesome. That's something that you want to keep consuming. Make things better.
Oh my goodness, Lisa, I couldn't agree with that more. And here's the thing too, when we think about what we're consuming, is sometimes certain sorts of content or media will give us this instant gratification hit. If you are thinking about it in a way that is causing your body to tighten, if you're thinking about it in a way that's causing you to have physical, emotional, or even relational pain, because the way that we relate to each other people in our lives is obviously informed by what we consume, that's a really good indicator that it's not right for you. And I had to do an honest audit of the sort of music, which I don't think we talk about enough, music that I was listening to, and was it making my life better or was it making it worse? And to your point, it's such a simple question that we don't ask enough.
Right? It's like, I don't know, it's like the socks you walk past every day on your floor. You know what I mean? Eventually they're not there until you smell them, maybe. But you just turn nose blind, or you just turn blind to whatever it is around you. But if you think about, I love that you talked about music, because I love music. I love the use of music in terms of its healing possibilities and capabilities, and the science is there, everybody. Certain songs, and I'm about to geek out, but certain songs are literally created in certain megahertz. And the megahertz are what are interpreted by our cellular structure to tell you if it's good or bad. Okay? Now, if you have something with a heavy bass, and listen, I love me rap music. I love heavy bass. I love techno. I went clubbing back in the day. I was actually just with our son last night introducing him to some of the techno music that I used to dance to. And I laugh because you can play around with different levels and you can make it a healthier version, or you can make it a destructive version. So it goes beyond the lyrics. I'm actually, I don't care what the lyrics are, even though words, vocabulary is a frequency that is interpreted by the body as subliminal. And that's why you can have something, you can have lyrics that call a woman a bitch and have some people go, I'm not offended by that in any way. And then you could have somebody else who says, oh my God, it's corrupting the very nature of humanity. Okay, you can have those two extremes because it's the frequency of the very word and how that's interpreted by the individual who's listening.
I want to dive into that, Lisa, for someone who's not familiar with the concept of frequency and your experience and the way that you show up. What does it mean to you?
So frequency for me, I'm a Reiki master. I am a feng shui expert. I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel. All day, every day, it's 1000% frequency for me. Frequency and vibration. I feel before I hear. I feel before I see. I feel before I smell. And that's the key to absolutely everything. If you pause and feel, you're going to start recognizing what's good for you and what's not so healthy for you. You know what I mean? It goes to everything. So for me, like I said, I'll listen to any kind of music. I start my day every single day with a sound healing, every single day, because I want to introduce myself into this new space of time with peace, because I wish to experience peace. If I want to experience joy, I'm going to listen to something different. I don't think anybody sets out to experience pain and anger. I really don't. And I'm saying anyone. I don't think anyone 100% sets out to experience pain, frustration, anger, all those base emotions and experiences. I think our bodies have been programmed from a very young age to seek out that which is comfortable. Now, that which is comfortable is familiar. So if pain is familiar, that's what you'll seek out. If fear is familiar, that's what you'll seek out. So when you're consuming all of that social media, all of the entertainment, whatever's on TV, right? Music, all of it. If you give yourself that pause to say, where am I feeling this in my body? That's very important. I love that you talked about feeling the stress and tightness in your body. So I'm going to challenge every single one of your listeners. The very next thing you look at for entertainment, be it social media, music, TV, a movie, I don't give a shit. You could be having a phone call with somebody. I don't care what it is. What I want you to do is place your hand on your stomach and literally ask your stomach, how do I feel? Because your stomach's going to tell you. We have this nerve that runs through our entire body. It's called the vagus nerve. It runs straight down the spine, all the way to the sacrum, all the way up to the skull, through the top vertebrae and into our brains. And let me tell you something. This is my most favorite thing about your listeners. Your age group. You impress me so, so, so much. You were born with this innate capability to have boundaries. You were born with this innate capability to listen to what's going on inside you. And it is everyone around you, my generation and older, everyone around you who is trying to beat it out of you, train it out of you, and convince you that you're wrong. And I'm telling you right now, you have so much more to teach us. What you lack is experience. So you can rely on us older generation to be your experience. You lack maturity. So allow us to share our maturity with you. But don't you dare let any one of us tell you who you are. Stand in that. Connect with that. That's what's so powerful. Place your hands on your belly and go, how does this feel? Because that's going to tell you who you are in that moment. And then the harder thing to do is to honor that. Truly, what you're going to find is that you could be standing with your own parents and have that inner voice tell you, this isn't the healthiest place for me. And you're going to have to honor that and go somewhere. And you can do that without saying, I'm out. You can do that. You can say, could we please continue this conversation later? I'm going to reserve space and time for you in 3 hours from now. But for right now, I need to go and I need to process. As long as you communicate, if that, that just needs to be the new standard in relationship, don't run, don't hide, speak up for yourself. You guys have, like I said, this gift of being able to know what's right for you. The only thing you lack is the maturity of communication skills to be able to share it. So find the words and start expressing yourself. And that you're going to watch your whole life take off from there on out.
You know, there's something I want to say. I think in a world that prioritizes numbness and places numbness on a pedestal, choosing to feel is one of the most courageous acts that a human can do. So please listen to Lisa. She's touching my heart. If someone wants to invite more peace into their life, if the things that you're saying are resonating with them and it's speaking directly to their soul, how do they invite more of the peace that they want into their experience?
Oh, okay. So this is where your audience, I mean, it's like a skill set that I learn from my kids. So I have two kids. I have kids, she says mockingly. Yeah, I have young adults, right? Who I will always call my babies. But I have a daughter who's 25 and a son who's 21. And I tell them I learn more from them. The day that they were each born, I knew I would learn more from them than I could ever parent into them. So I wasn't going to try to create little mini-me's. I wanted to hold space to help guide awesome humans. And that's what I think is so beautiful about this generation. And take this to heart, every single listener, take this to heart. The way you honor yourself is how you invite peace. I'm going to say that again. The way you honor yourself is how you invite peace. If you honor yourself with grace and dignity and then require it of others, and I'm not saying in a combative way, there is such beauty in stillness, in taking a moment to pause and really consider, what do I need and how do I communicate that?
I always ask all of my guests, because I'm so curious, if you were going to give three pieces of advice to university students, what would those three pieces of advice be? And I know that this is a very, very big ask.
So I'm going to share what I told my own kids, because that's probably easiest. One is, and listen, I'm not your mom. I'm just telling you what I would tell my own, what I have told my own kids. What brings you joy? Your undergraduate degree, I'm going to tell you right now, your undergraduate degree, and I'm aware that you think that you're going to be this, that, and the other thing. You need to leave space for growing. I hope and pray that you are not the person you are right here, right now, in this moment, 5 years from now. And that person 3 to 5 years from now doesn't use your college degree. There's a low probability that you're going to be using what you think is going to set you off into greatness. So how about instead of studying what you think is going to launch you into greatness, and instead use this time, this beautiful, glorious pause, this moment snapshot of time in your life to discover who you are. What brings you joy? Because I'm telling you right now, when you discover who you are in college, that will take you through your entire life. Because now you're open to changing and exploring and discovering who you're meant to be. Gives you space to become. So that's my number one. My number two is, whatever your passion was as a child, before you hit middle school, because it all goes to shit in middle school. It really does. Like, all of a sudden, you're very aware, right? So what you loved, your passion, I don't care what it was before middle school, that's your major. That's your major. Because that right there is the gateway into who you are, who your essence is, before all the bullshit got involved. That's your essence. So go back to that point in time. And then my final is, get it together, keep it together. Get it together, keep it together. It's a Roche family mantra. Get it together, keep it together. And that means, don't let your emotions get the better of you. No one is going to listen to a hysterical person. No one listens to an angry person. They just look at you like you're crazy. So if you can get it together, keep it together, and block out all of that excess that's made its way into your peripheral, get your eye on your prize and head in that direction, come hell or high water, stay there, keep it in your sights, you're going to be perfectly fine. There's a shit ton of tools out there that can help you with all of that. You can come to the Find Your Flow podcast. There are meditations, beautiful, inspiring conversations with people who have been there and done that. There are so many people who can offer insight and support you. And when you feel most alone, that's when you need connection the most. So don't be afraid of those dark moments. Recognize that this is an opportunity. Every college student, I'm going to say that every single college student, I don't care what they tell you, every single one has a dark moment. Every single one. I can tell you that from experience as a mother, as a student, every single person. So when you have that dark moment, embrace it and go, ooh, if it's this dark, that must mean there's that much light. I just need to go towards that. What brings me joy? What brings me peace? And I promise you the lights will turn back on. I promise.
You are making me so emotional. Lisa, you are not disappointing even a little bit. This is beautiful. Is there something other than the last mantra that you shared with us, a quote or even a song that you live your life by that you feel compelled to share?
Oh, so I've been a little bit obsessed with this song by Brandi Carlile. And I think it's called The Joke or something like that. And it's let them laugh, the joke's on them. I've seen the movie. I've seen how it ends, and the joke's on them. So everybody, just, it's your journey and nobody else's journey. You either invite them to walk with you or you don't. But it's yours. It's yours. And there are those of us who have come before you who can guide you. Whoever you resonate with, allow them to guide you. But keep your independence, keep your sovereignty, keep your empowerment. You don't ever, 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 ever hand that over to anybody. And I tell my own kids that. Don't you dare hand your power over to me. If I'm not empowering you, I am doing you a disservice. So if there is anybody who is trying to take away your power and they tell you, follow me, whatever, against your own better judgment, I'm telling you right now, I know every single listener has better judgment than anybody else on ever. I used to tell that to new moms, and they were like, oh, but my mother-in-law and my mom and the neighbor and the everybody is coming over and telling me I'm doing it wrong. I'm like, no, shut them all out because you're the only one who knows what's best for your baby. And when your baby grows up, they're the only one who knows what's best for them.
Oh, that hits me deep. And it's true. It's so true. And it's so easy to outsource your life to someone else. It's so incredibly, incredibly easy, especially in the day and the time that we live in.
Shit, the way you just said that, outsource. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
yes, everyone. So listen to that. Brooke didn't mean to come with a gem, but if you are outsourcing who you are, what you want, your decisions to someone else, I highly, highly encourage you not only to listen to this episode with Lisa, but I want to transition this into Lisa. If you could tell our listenership a little bit about your podcast, I think it's such an incredible resource that people need to be listening to, particularly if they're in the trenches of struggling with these sorts of things.
Yes. So the podcast is really, I have three goals: inspire, empower, and educate. It's that simple. I want to inspire everybody who listens to find their own way in life. I'm not there to tell you how to live your life. I'm not there to carry you through your life. But what I can do is offer you my experience. And I can offer you other people's experience because maybe what worked for them resonates with you, works with you. I call it like this holistic buffet. Come on up. You're more than welcome. Take what looks good for you. Use it. Awesome. Feel better. That's the goal. That's part of the empowerment. Make decisions that are right for you. So come on over to the buffet. Then there's also this beautiful meditative practice. And that's really a gift of that pause. If you're not familiar with how to take a pause in your life, it doesn't need to take for fucking ever. I feel like it can be efficient. I am very much about being efficient and having things be easy. So you're not going to sit there for an hour in a meditation. You can play it over and over again, be my guest, but they are around 15 to 20 minutes and they're a gift. And then the education comes through with, I love learning. It doesn't matter what I'm learning. I just love learning. So what I find to be curious, I'm going to share. So I've got these awesome guests. Like I just had, oh, yay. Everybody listen to this one. I just met with a guest. His name is Dr. Adeshir Mehran. He is a psychotherapist out of San Francisco who has a book called You Are Not Depressed, You Are Unfinished. Write, continue the story of your life. So I get to meet with these amazing people who have so much to share, more knowledge than I have, more experience than I have. So I get to learn right along with the listeners.
I love this. Lisa, if someone wants to follow your social media, if they want to consume more of the beautiful light that you are, where do they go?
Oh, sure. Go to Instagram, Nagare Life, N-A-G-A-R-E Life. I'm also on Threads and Facebook. Yes, Facebook.
Amazing, amazing. Lisa, I have had such a nourishing time with you, such a beautiful time with you. And I highly just encourage anyone listening, this is absolutely entirely what I wish that I would have known when I was in university. So please, if you have to listen to this episode again and again and again, please do it and make the decisions that are right for you. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you're doing too. It's important. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.